of our diplomatic channels to speak with the Palestinian authorities in Gaza and also in the West Bank, also other countries neighbors to Palestine like Egypt, and because the to Gaza on the same beach to Egypt and to Jordan with to Jordan also.
Earlier, Indonesia launched the Indonesia for Palestine National Campaign, which demonstrates its strong commitment to supporting Palestine's cause. Ahrosani mentioned that the campaign involves dozens of NGOs actively engaged in humanitarian efforts. He added that Indonesia continues to show its support in various international forums, including providing human resources training, economic development programs, and scholarships for the people of Gaza.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Minister Bahlil says weekend meeting provides President Prabowo's commitment to downstream industry. Granov has the details.
The Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, highlighted President Prabowo Subianto's dedication to ensuring the continuity of the National Downstream Program. This was shared during a limited meeting led by the President in Hambalang, Bogor Regency on Sunday. He outlined several strategic steps the government will take to advance the National Downstream Program.
Dan hari ini kami melakukan rapat hilirisasi.
We held a meeting to follow up on the President's previous decision regarding 21 projects that will be implemented. Alhamdulillah, we also coordinated with all relevant ministries. We are preparing and the President has directed us to pay attention to the number of jobs, ensure labor-intensive processes, and prioritize import substitution industries.
The meeting also emphasized the need for investment distribution across regions to ensure even economic growth from Sabang to Merauke. Bahlil stressed that the downstream program aims to boost growth and involve local communities for broader benefit.
The next news. March 17 marks National Nurses Day in Indonesia. It also celebrating the anniversary of the Indonesian National Nurses Association. This day highlights the vital role nurses play in the country's health system. This year's the 51st anniversary carries the theme Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation, focusing on the importance of cooperation in enhancing healthcare quality. The event aims to strengthen solidarity among nurses who face significant challenges such as heavy workloads and health risks. National Nurses Day serves as an opportunity to advocate for better nurse welfare and policies.
Ya, saya makan malam bersama tim official seluruhnya kemarin untuk memastikan persiapan.
I had dinner with the entire team. About the preparation. As we saw, some players had already arrived earlier. Overall, the preparations from both officials and players are looking good, and thankfully there are no injuries. Our main challenge now is dealing with jet lag, but we'll manage. Bismillah, in the name of God.
Kecapean yang kita harus lawan sekarang, karena waktunya juga kan berubah, jet lag segala semua. Ya, kita lihatlah, bismillah.
Thor also mentioned that the 29 players will be narrowed down to 23 core players who will be announced before the match. Previously, head coach Patrick Kluivert had named 30 players for the squad, including 19 naturalized players. The Indonesian national team will face Australia at the Sydney Football Stadium in Sydney, Australia on Thursday. And in the meantime, the Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 10, Lalu Hadrian Irfani, supported the Indonesian Football Association efforts to qualify for the national team for the 2026 World Cup. He praised the association for its clear roadmap, noting that while the initial goal was 2030, the 2026 target now seems achievable due to recent achievements. Lalu emphasized the importance of cooperation between the association and the public and to reach this goal, and urged the association not to overlook young local players in the naturalization progress. The Indonesian Football Association Chairman Erick Thohir aims for the national team to qualify directly for the 2026 World Cup and is seeking full support from all sectors. And next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation with Anna Trijayakasih.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation. Every March the 17th, Indonesia, especially the nurses, commemorates National Nurses Day. The commemoration date is based on the formation of the Indonesian National Nurses Association on March the 17th, 1974. The theme of this year's commemoration is Strong Nurses Synergize to Build the Nation. Building the nation does require strong synergy. Everyone must take part in realizing the nation's ideals, including nurses, because in the national health system, nurses play a very important position. Nurses, along with other health workers, are at the forefront of health services. The intensity of meeting sick people is very high. Therefore, nurses who are strong in various aspects are needed to realize national health resilience. Quoting brain.go.id, based on the 2021 Ministry of Health projection, the number of Indonesian nurses will reach around 695,000 people in 2025, while the need ratio is 2 nurses for 1,000 people. In terms of numbers, the need for Indonesian nurses has been met, even a surplus of more than 100,000. Opportunities to pursue a career abroad are also open to Indonesian nurses. They can work in Japan, Germany, and Saudi Arabia, among others, supported by intergovernmental agreement facilities. The opportunity is open. Of course, it must be balanced with improving the quality of nurses, especially in foreign language skills and understanding of the culture in the country where they are stationed. In addition to clinical skills and emergency skills, communication skills must continue to be improved in accordance with advances in technology and information. In fact, foreign language skills are not only needed for nurses who will work abroad, but also domestically. Especially Indonesia now has a great opportunity to become a leading health tourism destination with health service users from various countries. Well, that was commentary today.
Cinta dia kata-kataku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Kita tak begini. Selama ku tahu, tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia mencoba mengerti, mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati hidupku.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Separuhnya
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
listener, after this we will listen to Indonesia Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Gresik Regency in East Java has a variety of interesting tourist destinations, from historical sites to natural beauty and local cuisine. One popular natural attraction is Nipik Lake or Tolaga Nipik, a water reservoir turned family recreational area. Located at Nipik Village, Gresik District, Gresik Regency, it is about 2.9 kilometers from Surabaya, taking approximately 10 minutes to reach. Entry to Tolaga Nipik is free. You only need to pay for parking. Lake Nipik spans 20 hectares and belongs to an Indonesian state-owned cement producer, Semen Gresik. It was formerly a clay mining site, and the rapid exploitation of sand and stones resulted in a large depression that eventually filled with rainwater and formed the lake. Semen Gresik then planted trees around the reservoir to help reduce air pollution in the industrial area. Now the surrounding trees have flourished, creating the city's lungs. At Lake Nipik, you can go on a picnic, enjoy water skiing, go fishing, or take a motorboat ride around this man-made reservoir. In addition to the beautiful scenery, you can sip a cup of coffee at the nearby cafe while relaxing and waiting for the sunset. Lake Nipik also features entertainment facilities with a stage on a scheduled basis. There are also parking, shopping area, and restrooms.
listener. After this, we will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, in Voice of Indonesia, about pertunjukan harian, or daily performances.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means the daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means, therefore,
tari kecak,
which means, kecak dance,
menjadi,
which means, to become,
pertunjukan,
which means, show,
harian,
which means, daily,
di sini,
which means, here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means, excited.
Gerakan.
Which means, movement.
Energetic.
Which means, energetic.
Kompak,
which means harmonious.
Padahal,
which means various.
Penari,
which means dancer.
Iringan musik,
which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari,
which means every day.
Penonton,
which means viewer.
Apalagi,
which means moreover.
Disuguhi,
which means to be presented.
Pemandangan,
which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam,
which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receives a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The song makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ranolf.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Di bawah listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walked far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat malam pendengar di seluruh dunia. Apa kabarnya Anda saat ini? Semoga dalam keadaan yang terbaik ya. Senang sekali rasanya bisa menemani Anda di hari ini yang mungkin melelahkan ya. Maklumlah, awal pekan biasanya memang padat aktivitasnya. Saya Agus Antika akan menemani Anda selama 1 jam ke depan dengan lagu-lagu pilihan yang akan membuat hari Anda lebih berwarna. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam warta berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Percepatan hilirisasi, fokus ciptakan lapangan kerja dan pemerataan ekonomi. DPR apresiasi peta jalan PSSI untuk timnas Indonesia menuju Piala Dunia 2026. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Presiden Prabowo Subianto memimpin rapat terbatas bersama para menteri Kabinet Merah Putih di Hambalang, Bogor pada Minggu 16 Maret 2025. Rapat ini fokus pada percepatan hilirisasi nasional di sektor strategis. Menteri Investasi dan Hilirisasi, Rosan Ruslani melaporkan, inventarisasi proyek hilirisasi di sektor mineral, batubara, akuakultur, pertanian, dan perkebunan. Presiden Prabowo menekankan, prioritas pada proyek menciptakan lapangan kerja dan berdampak ekonomi luas.
Dan kita prioritaskan proyek-proyek mana saja yang memberikan dampak positif, terutama dalam bidang pencipta lapangan pekerjaan. Itu adalah salah satu parameter utama yang tadi kami lihat, dan kemudian juga kita melihat yang mempunyai dampak tentunya tidak hanya dari segi ekonomi, tapi itu yang disampaikan dalam lapangan pekerjaan, penurunan impor, dan juga bisa meningkatkan ekspor.
Rosan menambahkan arahan Presiden Prabowo agar hilirisasi tidak terhenti pada tahap awal, melainkan menjadi pintu masuk bagi proses industrialisasi yang lebih luas. Berita selanjutnya. Wakil Menteri Ekonomi Kreatif Irin Umar menyatakan industri e-sport berpotensi besar menciptakan lapangan kerja di berbagai sektor.
e-sport juga berkontribusi pada pariwisata dengan menarik penggemar dari luar negeri. Irin menegaskan, e-sport bukan sekedar kompetisi, melainkan industri yang melibatkan banyak sektor, mulai dari pelatihan hingga penyelenggaraan turnamen. Irin menambahkan, e-sport merupakan model bisnis ekonomi kreatif yang berkelanjutan dan dapat menjadi mesin pertumbuhan ekonomi nasional. Berita terakhir. Wakil Ketua Komisi 10 DPR RI, Lalu Hadrian Irvani menyatakan dukungannya terhadap langkah PSSI dalam upaya meloloskan timnas Indonesia ke Piala Dunia 2026. Melansir dpr.go.id di Jakarta Senin 17 Maret, Lalu Hadrian mengapresiasi PSSI yang telah menyiapkan peta jalan pengembangan timnas. Meskipun target awal PSSI adalah lolos ke Piala Dunia 2030, peluang pada tahun 2026 dianggap realistis, mengingat prestasi timnas yang terus meningkat, termasuk kemenangan atas Arab Saudi dan hasil imbang melawan Australia. Lalu Hadrian menekankan pentingnya sinergi antara PSSI dan masyarakat untuk mewujudkan mimpi ini. Ia juga mengingatkan agar proses naturalisasi pemain tidak mengabaikan potensi pemain muda asli Indonesia. Sebelumnya, Ketua Umum PSSI Erick Thohir menyampaikan target agar timnas Indonesia bisa lolos langsung ke Piala Dunia 2026 tanpa melalui putaran kualifikasi keempat. Erick berharap dukungan penuh dari berbagai pihak dapat membuat tim Garuda meraih prestasi gemilang di kancah internasional. Pendengar, demikian warta berita Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Selanjutnya kita akan mendengarkan komentar Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Setiap 17 Maret, Indonesia, khususnya para perawat, memperingati Hari Perawat Nasional. Tanggal peringatan berdasarkan dibentuknya Persatuan Perawat Nasional Indonesia pada 17 Maret 1974. Tema peringatan tahun ini adalah Perawat Kuat Bersinergi Membangun Bangsa. Membangun bangsa memang memerlukan sinergi yang kuat. Siapapun harus ambil bagian dalam mewujudkan cita-cita bangsa, termasuk para perawat. Karena dalam sistem kesehatan nasional, perawat memainkan posisi sangat penting. Perawat bersama tenaga kesehatan lainnya berada di garda terdepan dalam pelayanan kesehatan. Intensitas bertemu dengan orang sakit sangatlah tinggi. Karenanya, perawat yang kuat dalam berbagai aspek sangat dibutuhkan untuk mewujudkan ketahanan kesehatan nasional. Mengutip brin.go.id, berdasarkan proyeksi Kementerian Kesehatan tahun 2021, jumlah perawat Indonesia akan mencapai sekitar 695 ribu orang pada 2025. Sementara rasio kebutuhan adalah 2 perawat untuk 1000 orang. Secara jumlah, kebutuhan perawat Indonesia sudah terpenuhi, bahkan surplus lebih dari 100 ribu orang. Kesempatan untuk berkarir di luar negeri juga terbuka untuk perawat Indonesia. Mereka bisa bekerja antara lain di Jepang, Jerman, dan Arab Saudi, didukung fasilitas perjanjian antar pemerintah. Kesempatan sudah terbuka, tentu harus diimbangi dengan peningkatan kualitas para perawat, terutama kemampuan bahasa asing dan pemahaman budaya di negara tempatan. Di samping keterampilan klinis, keterampilan pertolongan pertama, khususnya dalam keadaan darurat, dan keterampilan komunikasi yang harus terus ditingkatkan sesuai dengan kemajuan teknologi dan informasi, kemampuan bahasa asing juga harus ditingkatkan. Sesungguhnya, kemampuan berbahasa asing bukan hanya dibutuhkan bagi perawat yang akan bekerja di luar negeri, tetapi juga perawat yang bekerja di dalam negeri.